A yarn bombing display outside the Valley East branch of the Greater Sudbury Public Library aims to raise awareness for National Deafblind Awareness Month in the city. More than 1% of the Canadian population is deafblind. Each June, Deafblind Ontario Services joins service providers and individuals who are deafblind across Canada to recognize and celebrate the contributions of people who are deafblind. Yarn bombing is a global tactile art display initiative by Deafblind International, the organization said in a news release. It consists of connecting and wrapping knitted or crocheted yarn creations around public objects, symbolizing the coming together of people who are deafblind, one stitch at a time. This is the third year Deafblind has yarn bombed for awareness. In Greater Sudbury, the group operates two residential services in the city, both in Hanmer, and will be opening a third in Sudbury on June 22. "We've been operating in Sudbury since 2017, said Crystal Pigeon Way, Deafblind Ontario's community engagement manager for the region. Prior to 2017, there was nothing north of Barrie offering services to deafblind individuals. Pigeon Way met with Ward 5 Cowan Mike Parent on June 2 to discuss the issue and show off the yarn bombing display. Each display is crafted by supported deafblind individuals as well as through donations. The Greater Sudbury Public Library System does offer services and products for people with deaf blindness, including decodable books, braille resources and more. Check the library website to learn more. This initiative gives us an opportunity to collectively build a deeper understanding about people who are deafblind and the need for essential services, such as intervener services, to help them live their best lives, says Roxana Sprite, CEO of Deafblind Ontario Services. Yarn bombing displays are set up in 9 Ontario communities this month.